Welcome to Property Talk from Louise's Lounge. My name is Louise Heatley and I'm Managing Director of Exclusive Links Real Estate with over 18 years in the real estate industry. Through our podcast series, it's an opportunity for us to bring you some insights into the Dubai real estate market, discuss some interesting topics and have some guest attendees. It's also an opportunity for you to meet some of our team. Dr. Saheeb Shaheed is an economist, a financial sector expert and a real estate investor. He has a PhD in economics and has more than 10 years experience in the area. He's previously worked for organizations including the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank in Washington, D.C., and the TD Bank in Toronto. His work has been featured on leading media outlets, including the Financial Times, Yahoo Finance, HuffPost, and Reuters. Thank you so much for joining us today and sitting on the couch. And let's get straight into it. Could you share a little bit about yourself and about your Bespoke Options Academy?
Sure. Louise, first of all, thanks for having me. I grew up doing what society told me to do, which is, you know, go to school, get good grades, get a good job, you know, work until you retire, and then live off your pension until you die. And I did half of that, and I did it really well. You know, I went to school, got good grades, got an academic scholarship to do my master's and then my PhD in economics from Switzerland. But by the end of it, I was still financially illiterate. And it wasn't until I started working at the World Bank in Washington, D.C. and at the IMF in Washington, D.C. is when I started learning about how to invest my money. So the reason, you know, I set up Bespoke Options Academy is because I grew up financially illiterate. And just because I grew up that way didn't mean my daughter had to grow up that way, right? So I've struggled with this in my life before. And I've seen people around me struggle with it. And I'm sure you know people who, because of financial reasons, they have a lot of stress, they have bad marriages, they have bad health, and they have a lower quality of life overall. So our goal with Bespoke is really to, you know, help people achieve financial independence as soon as possible. And we do this through teaching people how to make a passive income in the stock market, how to, you know, invest in high quality stocks, and how to build their wealth responsibly. And we're trying to tell people that, you know, you can handle your own money. You don't have to give your money to other people to handle it for you. All you need is a bit of knowledge and a bit of application with it.
Okay, so it's all teaching the day-to-day things of how to get into stock options that anybody can follow, that anybody can take the knowledge from and actually implement in their own day-to-day lives without going through financial advisors.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what makes it crucial to gain knowledge across the multiple asset categories and not just in real estate?
Right. So I'm sure you've heard of the phrase, you know, don't put all of your eggs in one basket, right? It's, you know, when we hear that, we know what that means, but it isn't until, you know, that basket falls and the eggs break until we realize, which is when we realize that diversification matters, right? A lot of people around us, especially in the city, there's one asset category they know, and it's mostly real estate, right? So what happens is that whenever they have some capital to invest, they put that capital into that particular asset category they know. Even if the prices are, you know, overextended or the market is overpriced, they will still put it into that
asset
category.
It's like a safety net for them, the real estate side of it. Yeah.
Absolutely, because they're like, we know real estate, so let's keep putting our money in there, even though objectively it might not be the best thing to do. So the three reasons why I think, you know, a real estate investor or someone in real estate should learn how to, you know, how to trade options. One is to hedge yourself, right? So the real estate market goes up over time, but there are ebbs and flows, right? Yeah. And I'm sure you've gone through the 2008-2009.
Yes, I was here for that,
right?
Yes.
So let's say, you know, there's in a particular year, the real estate market is going down. What you can then do is that you can take your options income, right? And then you can scoop up cheaper properties, right? Or let's say the stock market is going down. You can use the you know, income you're getting from your rental properties, for example, and you scoop up cheap stocks.
You can kind of go between the two depending on where the market is for both.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing is that, you know, you can, you know, let's say you're thinking about real estate as a long-term wealth play, right, for capital appreciation. You can use the income you're getting from options to supplement that capital appreciation, right? So you have a source of income and then you have a source of capital appreciation, which is real estate. Or if you're thinking about real estate as a source of income, as a cash flow, you can then think about income from options as an additional source of income.
Right? Yeah.
And I think that the third and most interesting reason is that you can use the income from your options to expedite the scaling of a real estate portfolio. And the way you do that is that you take the premium you make from your options, premium money you make from your options, and you put that towards your next down payment, for example, into a rental property.
So keep building up the options, get your next property, and it's going to help you actually scale your portfolio.
Absolutely. And you put that towards a rental property, and over time, you're making income from that rental property. And so you take that income and you put it towards your options account. Or you take money out of your house or your real estate, so your equity out of your real estate, and put it towards your options account.
So do you believe that's the best strategy, just to keep taking the payments, the options, and just keep building on that portfolio?
Absolutely. So as long as you're moving between the two, you know, as long as you have a virtuous cycle, you can just rinse and repeat, right? But I do want to emphasize that, you know, just because you have enough money in the options account, you know, don't put it towards real estate if it's not making sense.
Yeah.
And if you have a lot of money accumulated into your real estate, don't put it towards your stock market account or options account if it's not making sense. Mm-hmm. Do your homework.
Okay. So your the investment strategy you teach, you've obviously discussed a little bit there. Any additional strategies that you teach for investing in stocks?
Yeah. So what we teach is a very particular strategy. Since a lot of your audiences are real estate folks. So I'll give a real estate analogy, right? So let's say there's a distressed property on the market, right? Let's say I'm interested in that property and I know that it's valued more than it is right now. Because I've done my homework, I know that in the future, you know, rents will go up because there's a new park being built here, or maybe there's a new metro line being set up in the neighborhood. So I know that in the future, it will be valued more because of these factors. So it's valued a lot more than it is right now. So when I go ahead and buy it, I'm buying it at a discount, right? Similarly, we teach people how to buy stocks at a discount.
Okay.
And you get paid for buying it at a discount.
So it's like an immediate return on the stock options that you purchase.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. Another way to think about it is, if you're not a real estate person, is think about it as you selling insurance in the stock market. Right. So we're insurance sellers, not insurance buyers in the stock market. So let's say, you know, we're selling insurance on a stock we're interested in. And if it stays above a certain price, we just make the insurance premium. And that's that. If it goes below a certain price, we have to buy that stock, but we're still making insurance premium, just like insurance companies. Mm-hmm. Right. And we're more than happy to buy that stock because, number one, we've done our homework and we know it's going to be valued more in the future. Number two is because we know we're buying it at a discount. And number three is because, you know, we're getting paid for buying it at a discount.
It's like a win-win situation.
Absolutely. And I'll give you a more practical example, right? So yesterday I was looking at the stock market and I noticed that Tesla is trading at around $190, right? Okay. Tesla is a company I really like. And that's because we've done our homework. It's not financial advice, but it's trading at 190 these days. So there are two things I can do. I can either buy Tesla at 190 and wait for it to go up, which is what most people do, or I can buy it lower than the market price, and get paid for it, right? So let's say, you know, I'm comfortable buying it at 185, right? Based on the yesterday's data, I'm getting paid $720 for buying it at 185 and not 190. That is 3.8% per month, which is almost 4%. So just imagine being paid 4% a month for buying a stock you wanted to buy anyway.
So how do you buy it under the market price? You're saying if it's 190, how? how do you get it for 185?
Sure. So if the market price is 190, you go into the market and you're like, you know what? You know, I'm happy to buy it at 185, and you write a put option, which is, you know, you go outside and sell insurance, right? The reason I say insurance is because on the other side, you have someone who wants to sell it at 185. They don't want to sell it below 185 because they know that if they sell it at 185, it's going to meet one of the goals. You know, maybe they need it for an event, maybe they need it for you know, a property that
it's like Louis, a quick transaction they need, right. So they're going to drop it and absolutely. Make it more competitive.
Absolutely, okay. Right? So we come in and say, hey, you know, we're more than happy to buy it at 185, and they're happy because they're able to sell it at a price they're comfortable with.
Mm. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So how much do you need to start investing? You know, there's people out there, real estate's a huge investment, takes a lot of your savings, one of the biggest investments you'll do. How does stock options compare? How much do you need to put in?
Well, the short answer is you only need $2,000.
Okay. Yeah,
but the longer, more nuanced answer is that, you know, money is not as important as knowledge, right? I started with a small account and I'm where I am because of the knowledge that I've acquired over time. I'm sure you know stories of, you know, lottery winners who went broke. Mm. I'm sure you know stories of pro athletes who went broke. They had money, but they did not have the knowledge, right? Mm. And on the other hand, I'm sure you know people who've built wealth over time. They lost it, but they were able to build it back up again because they had the knowledge, right? So the bottom line really is that, you know, knowledge comes before money. As long as you have the knowledge, money will come.
So you mentioned before about the 3.84%. Is that the returns people can expect from stock options? Very varied.
It is varied, and we don't make any promises. And I would say that anyone who makes promises, you know, run the opposite direction as fast as you can. For myself, I usually aim for monthly returns of 1-4%. Anything less than 1% is, you know, not worth my time. Mm. Anything above 4% is beyond my risk appetite. Mm. And a lot of our clients are making in between 1-4% a month. But you know, from a practical standpoint, you know, how much you make depends on your discipline, right? Either you don't get too greedy or too fearful. Mm-hmm. It depends on your risk tolerance. And it also depends on how well you execute the strategy.
Mm, okay, so there's differences between real estate investing and options investing. Can you add more to that?
Sure. You know, so real estate is, you know, one of my favorite ways to build long-term wealth, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason is because we're able to leverage ourselves, right? But one of the differences with options is that real estate is a lot more involved, a lot more hands-on. And I don't mean this from the perspective of you know, managing your tenant or you managing the property manager who's managing the tenant.
Yeah.
I mean it more from the perspective of when it comes to scaling your real estate portfolio, and then we start dealing with banks and loans and refinancing and
it's
so on.
It's a process.
It's a process, right?
It is.
So options.
So not as hard with the options. It's quite an easy process because I'm sitting here thinking time, how much time would this take if I wanted to get into it?
No, absolutely. So you know, so we say that you need no more than 30 minutes. A day to do this.
Okay.
Initially, you have to, you know, put in the work. There is a learning curve, but once you've gone through those first 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then it shouldn't take more than 30 minutes.
It's quite a minimum time frame, really, isn't it, to get that learning and that knowledge?
That's right. That's right. And just going back to what you were saying about, you know, the differences. I think another big difference is that, let's say you have a $1 million property and there's a 10% depreciation on that. Now all of a sudden you've made $100,000. But those $100,000 don't do much for the lifestyle you can offer your family, right? Mm. They're in that property. And this is where options come in, right? So with the cash flow from the options, you can enhance your family's lifestyle.
You're because getting access to it, I suppose. You
absolutely.
Don't get access to it unless you rent it or when you sell. So
absolutely.
It's a constant give.
Absolutely, okay. because lifestyle, I think, is a lot more about cash flow than capital appreciation, right? So either you can, you know, take that cash flow and, you know, enhance your family's lifestyle, which I call non-tangible capital appreciation, mm-hmm. or you can put it all towards real estate, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, keep working on that cycle.
Yeah, so you have the option because the money's coming in regularly to do either
Absolutely.
Or. So what would you say to real estate investors who will still be adamant, no, I'm happy with my real estate, I want to buy property? How would you sway them to not... Do you say it's you're not taking your focus off the ball?
Yeah.
How would you get them into options?
Yeah, so you see, a lot of real estate investors, you know, their thought process is that if it's doing so well for me, why should I look into another asset class, mm. right? Or in other words, if it ain't broken, why fix it? And I get it, right? But, you know, we've been in a bullish market for the past 15 years in real estate here in Dubai, at least 15 years, longer in some other countries. Will we see the same bullish run for the next 15 years? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But the point I want to make is that why not learn about another asset class? Because you're a good investor when you know where best to allocate your capital. What is the most efficient place to invest your capital, mm-hmm. right? If it's making sense to do it in real estate, do it in real estate. If it's making sense to do it in options or the stock market, do it in options or stock market. And by the way, we don't have to stop here, right? If you're interested in private equity, that's also another option, right? So once you learn about more than one asset class, you just become a better investor overall.
You have more choices, I suppose, Absolutely. In moving your assets around. And as you said before, not putting all the eggs in one basket. So what is the best case and the best case, worst case for our real estate investors who maybe do look into the options trading?
Mm-hmm. So the best case scenario is that, you know, you expedite your real estate portfolio, the building of a real estate portfolio, and you're making 1% to 4% a month through options trading and spending less than 30 minutes a day, right? That's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is that you're assigned a stock you wanted to buy anyway, right? But one thing I would add is that, you know, this options trading, you know, you have to put in the work. Mm-hmm. There is a learning curve. Mm-hmm. You need some elbow grease with
this. It's not just going to be handed to you. You've got to be ready to put that commitment in and that discipline. Yeah,
that's right. But once you do it, you know, it will change your financial life, mm-hmm. right? Because you'll realize you'll start thinking about investments in a different way. You'll start thinking about more than just ROI, return on investment. You'll start thinking about return on time, ROT, right? So you'll think about how you can spend, you know, you can free up your time and spend it with, you know, with family, you know, with your kids and so on. So, which I also consider as a form of capital investment.
Yeah, I think it's wait till your kids go to bed, leave the TV off for 30 minutes and get on and do your learning, because it's actually going to come back to you, you know, in folds.
And that's it. And then, you know, over time, you don't even have to spend 30 minutes. Sometimes it's 20 minutes, sometimes it's 10 minutes. And sometimes you open up the app. And by the way, you do this on your phone, right? So you can do it from anywhere in the world. So you open up your phone, you're like, okay, are there any trades to make? Nothing worth doing. So you just close the phone.
That's next. And then look at it again the following day. So you're selling it to me. you're selling me stock options to real estate. But why aren't more people doing this? You know, to me, it's sounding like, why would you not? Why aren't people doing this?
Yeah, it's a good question. And, you know, this is something that I keep asking myself, right? And, you know, I'll perhaps put the question back to you, right? Like, why aren't more people investing in real estate, even when they can? Mm-hmm. Like, why aren't more people taking care of their health when they can? Why aren't more people setting money aside for their kids when they can? Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that, quite frankly, but I've also realized that there are two types of people in this world, and have always been. You know, you have people who want to stay in their comfort zone, people who are not too optimistic, mm-hmm. Which also makes them close-minded. And those two kind of people will always exist. And I think they are the majority, perhaps. But there are also people who want to change their circumstances, who know that the situation they're born into is not the situation they have to live in forever, mm-hmm. right? So they want to push outside the comfort zone. And these are the kind of people, you know, we're targeting. These are the kind of people we want to align ourselves with. And then I have, there's another slightly different way to look at it, which is that a lot of hedge funds, they trade options, right? A lot of money managers, they trade options. Mm-hmm. So if the common person on the street starts trading options, it's bad for their business.
Okay, yeah, so it's kind of, we do it for you. It's very complicated, you can't learn it.
Absolutely.
Give your money to me and let me do all the work for you.
Absolutely.
But I like the idea of you being in control of your own future, your own decisions, and sometimes it's just fear. And as you say, life gets in the way, and then it's another day's gone, and people haven't made that step to actually think a little bit outside the box. So if somebody is interested, you have your Bespoke Options mm-hmm. Academy, as you talked about, what kind of educational platforms can they actually, you know, do they sign in? Is it a website, mm-hmm. portal, webinars, classrooms? How do you do the educational side of your academy?
Right. So first of all, we offer, you know, free workshops at the DIFC Academy. We are also setting up a free community where we're putting all of our introductory educational material for free. And the reason we're doing this is because, you know, we don't want money to be an impediment for people's education when it comes to options in the stock market, right? You know, I want to give people the kind of education that I did not have when growing up, and I want to make it free. I don't want money to be an excuse for people not to learn how to do this. But for people who want more hands-on learning, people who want our more direct support, so we do these two-day workshops at the DIFC Academy. And the goal of these workshops is to take people who know nothing about the stock market, or who are scared about the stock market, or who think that the stock market is complicated, as you said. So we take them, we hold their hand, and over the 2 days, we take them to a position where they know about the stock market, how it works, why it works, and how our strategy works. And then we also offer them three months of support, which includes weekly coaching calls, which also includes meetups, and which also includes my own trades that I share with them. And the reason I share my trades is not because I want them to copy it, but I want them to think about why I did those trades in that particular way. Mm. So for me to build their thought process, because if I'm not around, or let's, God forbid, something happens to me, their education can continue without me, right? So this is what we offer. And by the way, we could have done all of this online, right? And expanded our margins. But that was really not the intention, right? Mm. That we wanted to do this online.
It's more personable and more support that you're offering people that want to get into this, yeah.
Absolutely. And we want to do this online because we want to build a community here. After the end of those 3 months, if you don't understand options, quite frankly, it's because you didn't put in the effort. Because, as I said, there is a learning curve, especially in the beginning. But once you've gone through it, I think it's something that'll change your life. We also offer like a 100% money back guarantee. And the reason we do that is because we know this works, mm-hmm. right? Just go online and look at our Trustpilot reviews. I know you were mentioning this off camera.
Yeah, I was having a little look on the Trustpilot to see your reviews. And yeah, some great comments on there. You must have a lot of success stories.
Yes. And in fact, I actually got this message recently. I wanted to read this out to you.
Please.
So one of my clients, he says, on the trading front, I've been doing well. I've never been this financially free before. I even went and got myself a personal trainer at the gym, something I couldn't have afforded before. So it's all been going well, right? So these kind of messages that make me very happy.
Yeah, right? It kind of changes people's lives. It's making their lives better.
Right. So as long as I'm getting these kind of messages, mm-hmm. I know we're on the right track. Yeah. And when we don't get these messages, I think we know we need to fix something.
Yeah. And how often are these two-day courses that you mentioned?
So we do these every quarter. We're thinking about increasing the occurrence of these courses, but we also do these free workshops every quarter. So we have more free workshops, and then the paid courses, the paid workshops are once or twice every quarter.
Okay, when's the next one?
The next one is in 2 months.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So people have time to have a think
and
sign up with you. So you've already mentioned there that you don't take, it's free initial courses. So what are your, let's elaborate more on Bespoke's values, and what is your aim? What is your ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is to help as many people as possible achieve financial freedom mm-hmm. as soon as possible. And the way I know how to do that is through teaching people how to generate passive income in the stock market. Mm-hmm. And when I say passive income, I use that term responsibly, because I cannot think of a better way to make passive income than selling stock options, right? But that doesn't mean you don't have to do the work, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But you do have to put in the work initially. But once you sell stock options, not to get technical, but there's a term called time decay. So every single day, once you sell an option, you are making money, right? So I use the word passive income responsibly here. Now, the reason I'm so enthusiastic about helping people when it comes to this is because it's something that I struggle with. and something that and I realized that I was not the only one. Like my next door neighbor was struggling with it. My neighbor's neighbor was struggling with it. So a lot of formally educated people, and a lot of them making good salaries or good cash flow, they still struggle with it.
Too much going out than the in, and it's
right. Right. So it's really helping people with this and changing lives.
Okay. Thank you very much. That all sounds great. Is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you can add on?
Yeah, I think the only thing I will say is to people is that stay open-minded. Mm-hmm. Be open-minded, be curious about this, because once you learn a new asset class, it will make you a better real estate investor, yeah. Right? And if you're someone who's watching and you are a stock market person, then I would say learn about real estate.
Yeah.
It would make you a better stock market investor.
The two can kind of align, they come
Absolutely.
Together on that.
Absolutely. And then once you know two asset categories, you can then layer up. You can think about private equity or other asset classes.
And 30 minutes for 2 to 3 weeks. Is it constant learning thereafter, or you think once you've actually got it and you run with it, or do you have to
yeah.
keep?
Yeah, I think it's a great question, because I get this question quite often. It's like, okay, you make 1 to 4% a month. What about me? I'm just starting off, right? So my response is that you can make 1 to 4% a month almost right away, right? But having said that, there's a lifetime of learning, right? I'm still learning,
mm-hmm.
right? So we're always learning, and we're always tweaking, and we're always, sharing this knowledge with our clients.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's very interesting. I'll be getting on your website and having a little look at your stock options, something I had not actually thought of doing myself. So very interesting. Thank you. Thank
Thanks
you so much for joining and giving us your time this morning.
Thanks really for having
that.
Me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Property Talk from Louise's Lounge. We hope you've enjoyed today's topic and conversation. And as always, if you've got any questions or you have suggestions for future episodes, please do get in touch. Thank you, and see you again soon.